In 1991 is the year that we came back to Alaska, and my younger son and I literally, well, there's an Italian expression that says, una mano davanti, uno dietro. We had one hand in front and one in back, and that was all we had with us when we came. And so we definitely, desperately needed work. So we went to the local job center, and they came up with, well, there are canneries that are still hiring. And so Pietro and I headed up to Valdez a couple days later. The best part was finding out that I could do what I was, what was being done. Probably I would not have done it if I had been alone. If I'd gone to the employment agency and she said, well, how would you like to work at a processing plant in Valdez? I would have probably said, maybe not, you know, if it was just me. But the what made it possible for me to do it was that Pietro was going to go with me. It was really fun because, for one thing, he's a very charming and delightful guy, and I enjoyed his company very much. And it really, that month or 5 weeks that we spent down there really brought us very close together in a lot of ways. Actually, Pietro was killed in an automobile accident on Mother's Day in 1995. All of his friends were devastated by his death because he had that ability to be there for you. You know, he just was. One of the fondest memories that I have is just that first day when we arrived there, standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder with him on the slime line, you know, with this totally new experience for both of us. And I still can feel that presence when I think about that. I really do. Yeah, he's still right there.